school today?
Good.
Good? What did you eat for lunch today? What did you eat?
Steak, but I was going to get a lemonade, but they're $2.50 each, so I don't want to spend that kind of money.
You go ahead right now, okay? I'll put money in your account, okay, buddy?
Because that's too expensive.
You can go ahead and do it. I put money in your account, okay, buddy?
Yeah. All right?
I want you to enjoy yourself, okay? So you can get some, okay?
Now
I can put a little bit more money on your account. So is tomorrow your last day of school till Christmas?
Yes.
Okay, but yeah, so when you get ready to go back to, I mean, you have enough money to get all that stuff tomorrow, but when you guys go back after Christmas break, I'll probably put, you know, like $50 more on your, or $20-something more on it, okay? So you can do that, okay, buddy?
Yeah.
All right? So I want you to enjoy your lunch and stuff at school. You have any homework today?
No.
You don't? Okay, that's good. Are the kids still being nice to you, the new friends? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Are the new kids still being nice to you at your school?
Yes, I did make some new friends.
That is awesome, buddy. That is awesome. I'm so happy to hear that. Guess what? I saw a car today I didn't know they made. I was getting on the highway in New York on Route 30.
Yeah.
And, or actually on 83. And I saw an Aston Martin SUV.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of like the stove, you know, that was real nice, yeah.
Yeah, that's Aston Martin's first all-wheel drive car.
Yeah, Aston Martin SUV, it was really nice, you know.
It looked really expensive, too.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, Aston Martins are not cheap. I played Forza the other day. I got mad at Forza, man. Like, Forza, it did over the weekend to me. It kept saying it was having trouble connecting to the server after I finished the race. And it was like, it's going to play online. I was like, no, but the Xbox was connected to the server. It was just the Forza servers weren't working, you know?
Yeah, it does that to me all the time.
Yeah, so that kind of made me upset. So, like, darn it, Forza, I might just try to go back to Horizon, but I was driving in the series with that E30 M3, you know, like in the open road series and trying to earn my way up through stuff. That's all, but I hate when it does that. So what I do now is I make sure I totally quit the game when I'm done, so that way it doesn't do the quick resume and do that stupid thing. I totally quit the game and turn off the console. That way it's not trying to quick resume and saying that can't, you know, connect to the server and you can be retrying and everything else is online and the Xbox knows it's online and stuff, but that stupid game can't connect to the server and stuff.
Yeah.
You still playing Gran Turismo a lot?
Yeah, but that Super is starting to get a little annoying.
Did you put a tune on it?
No, it's the way they have the car.
Are you doing the wrong type of races? Well, if not, just drive slower and earn you some other cars, okay?
Yeah.
Drive slower, earn you some other cars. And stuff.
Yeah, I'm trying to break hard as I can.
Okay, keep doing that. And I'll have to look at this way to earn, where you can just buy, you know, coins or whatever for the game that you can just buy other cars and stuff.
Yeah, but it's not like buying what I need.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm working on being able to see you and stuff like that soon, so hopefully I'll get to see you real soon, all right? I'm working on that, trying so we can meet up together at this place and play some games and stuff. So I'm working on that. Okay?
Yeah.
Because I definitely miss you, buddy, and I want to see you. But I'm happy that you're doing good and that you like the new school stuff and all that, you know.
Yeah.
Do you still talk to Charlie and him almost every night?
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, I went to Ashton's basketball game. I just left there. His team won, yeah.
I think I know what the problem is.
You what?
I think I know what the problem is with the Supra.
What do you think the problem is?
So you know Supras are really old, right?
Huh?
You know those 90s Supras are really old, right?
Yeah, but they can still handle good.
The braking is not good.
But, well, upgrade the brakes in the game.
You can't.
Oh, well, I mean, but even then, right, I'll say this much, so in the Supra, the brakes would have still been pretty good enough, though. The brakes back then were still good. The cars weren't as fast, but the brakes should have been good. You may have to start braking earlier than what you were in one of the newer Supra-type cars, but the brakes were still good.
I was braking earlier.
Yeah.
But I have, like, no brakes.
What kind of tires did you change the tires on the car or anything like that?
They changed the tires. The game changed the tires.
Why did they change the tires? Maybe that's the problem, Alex. You know, can you tell it to take that stuff off? Can you change the tune of the car?
No.
Oh, why did the game change the tires?
Because they want you to get used to the car, which is not really is.
No, I'm saying, so when you bought the car in the game, right? Did it say it was upgrading your tires or something like that?
Yeah, because I'm trying to do that. The license.
But what I'm trying to say, buddy, maybe you have the wrong type of tires for the types of race you're trying to do. Like, maybe you have slicks on and you should have road tires on or something like that, buddy.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying now?
Yeah.
So what type of races are you racing in right now with the Supra?
Well, I don't have the Supra, but I have, like, the Dodge or Tomahawk, but
okay.
the one thing is, the number one, the car is too fast.
Okay.
Number two, the car is uncontrollable because it has 2,600 horsepower.
So, well, 2,000 horsepower? So here's what you have to do. So that doesn't mean you have to hit the gas the whole way. You don't hit the gas the full way. You know, the throttle. Yeah. You don't hold it the whole way down. You hold it part of the way down, right?
Yeah.
And those types of cars are going to be better for races that don't have a lot of turns in them. Okay? That car's going to be better for, like, longer straights and all that kind of stuff, right? And you definitely have to watch the tires on that. But when you talk about that Supra or whatever, you need to look and see what type of tires are on the car. And also, try not to tune the cars too much yourself. Because if you change the gear ratio and some of that stuff, that can make it mess up some, too. So that's why I said if you have a tune on the car or you change the tires, try to change the tires to the right type of track and stuff like that, okay? So sometimes you may have to just go basic road tires, like, you know, and you don't want off-road tires, so that's not going to handle good and stuff like that. And the brakes, you get to be cautious with those too and everything, all right? And so, so if there's any way you can take the tune off and just go back to the basic Supra, try that without any extra stuff on it. The same with the that Viper. Did you put extra stuff on it?
No, I just bought it completely stock because you can't put anything on it.
Okay, like, so then, but when you buy certain cars, you have to watch what type of races you're in. Okay, so those cars, you don't want like that the Hellcat. That's not going to be good for races where there's a lot of corners. Okay.
Yeah, because
it's not going to handle good and all that, because that's where you want the other types of cars that handle better, all right?
Yeah, because...
And also... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I'm, like, using, like, the world's fastest car in the game, but I can't control it because it's too fast.
Yeah, and that's why you should have got other cars so you can win some of those races and then buy that car, okay? So I'm not going to tell you to sell the car, but get you some other cars that you can race with that you can control, okay? It sounds like just like you see those videos on YouTube, those guys, they burn out, they try to pull off, and they make the car squiggle and all that. The next thing you know, they crash the car because they can't control it. When they hit the throttle, that's the way those cars can be if they don't have the race, especially when they on launch. They don't have, like, no launch control and all that kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah, because... When I bought that SRT Tomahawk, that thing was too fast.
Yeah, so what?
It's like too heavy. Number two, it doesn't turn well. steering wheel is like shifting me all around.
So
like,
that means you maybe you should try slowing down some, right? And also, what you can try to do too, when you drive the car, do you have the in-car camera or are you looking behind the car?
I'm like trying different cameras.
So sometime when the car is too fast like that, try the camera that's like the furthest behind the car, okay? That way you can see the turn stuff coming up more and you can start braking a lot earlier, okay? So why don't you try that today? Put it at the camera that's the furthest back from the car, like, you know, the smallest version of the car, not inside the car. And that way you can see the turns. And remember, when you turn, remember, if you're turning, you want to be outside the turn, right?
Yeah.
So imagine, think about this, if you put your hand straight out, you're going to turn to the left, right? You want to be on the right side, so you're on the outside coming into the turn. You don't want to be riding the line of the turn the whole way. You want to be on the outside turning in, okay? If you want to turn to the right, you want to be on the outside on the left part. You don't want to ride all up and see you're hugging the corner. Remember, and I keep showing you that, remember, buddy? That whole driving line. So, but you definitely have to brake. And the other thing you don't do, you don't slam on the brakes as you turn. You kind of let your hand off the gas some. And you tap the brakes to slow down. You don't slam the brakes, okay? So come off the gas some and tap the brakes at the same time, all right?
Yeah. And I think that's the problem.
So that's what you have to do. If you slam the brakes, you lose control, okay? So when you go turn, practice. Remember how you used to always see me tap, and I would say tap, 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 tap. You tap the brakes and you let go of the throttle some at the same time, okay? So you let go of the gas some, and you tap the brakes. Don't hold the brakes down. You tap them. All right? Can you handle that for me? Remember, when you're turning, let go of the gas some, or just let go of it a lot. You don't have to totally come off the gas. Or just let a lot of it go, and then keep tapping the brakes, okay?
Yeah.
And not the whole way through. Once you start to make the turn, then you can let the brakes go. Then you don't have to hit the brakes at all once you start making the turn, okay? Because you got to have speed when you come out of the turn. You understand?
Yeah.
So when you start to turn, imagine you're turning right now. Like, let's just say you got a steering wheel in your hand. You'll be tapping the brakes as you turn the corner, right? But as you come out of the corner, let go. Don't hold the brakes no more because you need to have speed coming out of it, okay?
Yeah.
And that's why, and then you can hit the gas a little bit more. You got me, buddy?
That's
how you do that with the turn. So even when you go into the turn, you don't totally take your foot off the gas. You just come up some. You make it a little slower, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I bet if you practice that, you will do better, okay? So remember what I said, tap, 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 tap with the gas, right? I mean with the brake. And just come, let your finger go on the trigger some. For the gas. Can you handle that?
Yes.
And that's for all the games, not just Gran Turismo. That's how you turn, okay? You don't slam on the brakes and then turn the corner. That doesn't help with turning because you still have to have the car moving to turn, okay? So remember, buddy, tap, tap, tap on the brakes and let go a little bit on the gas and start it earlier, okay? And when you do that, you will be okay. And so if you keep practicing that, you're not going to get it perfect the first time. If you keep practicing that with both cars, I bet you will do better when I talk to you again. I bet you'll do better. And think about it. You got all weekend. You'll have school. You can practice a lot. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So remember that. What are you going to do with the gas, with the brake when you turn the corner?
Let the brakes go and get some speed.
You tap it. You don't hold it down, you tap it. Just keep tapping it fast, okay?
Yeah.
And then what do you do about the gas?
Let go of the gas some.
Not the whole way, just some. You let it up some, okay?
Yeah.
If you were to put the phone down, you keep pressing the trigger with your left finger, right? Like you're pressing the gas, like you're tapping the brake, right?
Yeah.
And with your right finger that you use for the trigger, just, like, let it go some. Not the whole way out, but some of the way out. is if you're letting the gas go. Okay?
Yeah.
Can you practice that now? Tap, 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 tap with your left finger. That left hand and that finger. If you had a controller in your hand, tap, 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 tap. Got it?
Yeah.
And then on the right hand, that same finger that you hold the trigger down with, let it come out some. You know, you squeeze to pull it in, unsqueeze
yeah.
a little bit. Not the whole way, just some of the way. And then as you come out of the corner, you have to put the gas back on. All right, Bubba?
Mm-hmm.
I promise you, you'll do better when you do that. And I bet when we talk next time, you're like, yeah, I'm doing better. You just have to keep doing that and keep practicing it, and you will do better, bruh. You'll do a lot better with that. You hear me?
Yeah.
I know you will. You'll do great with that then, buddy. Yep, you will do great with that. Yep. What'd you eat for dinner today?
Pizza.
Good. Was it good?
Mm-hmm.
That's good. I'm going to eat some good shrimp fried rice, so that I'm about to eat now, or maybe some spaghetti. I mean, I got some shrimp fried rice, but somebody's making me some spaghetti later, but, yeah. Yep. And you still want that RC car, right? The drift car.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to watch some drift racing on TV, too, tonight. They'll be showing that on TV, drift racing. Yeah, buddy, you practice that. And you have to let me know how that works. I think you're going to do real good. You hear me?
Yeah.
I'm sure you are. Once you do that, I'm sure you're going to do super good with that, man. I know you are. And stuff. And did you have a good ride on the van?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome to hear. Yeah, that's awesome to hear, man. And stuff. Yeah. Yeah, I can't wait to see my buddy. Have you played Injustice or any fighting games lately?
No.
Oh, okay.
Because I was thinking of getting on a PlayStation, but it's too expensive.
You think about doing what?
I was thinking of getting on a PlayStation, but it was too expensive.
Oh, how much was it?
Like, almost $70.
Well, I will probably help you get some money so you can buy one game or something like that, okay? I'll probably get you a gift card for the PlayStation, and you just have to think about real hard what game you're going to get or what you're going to use it on, okay?
Yeah.
So when you call me then, you know, since I probably won't see you that day, when you call me, I'll probably give you the gift card information so that you can go online and do that, okay?
Yeah.
When you do call me, you know, after Christmas, it's like, I'll probably try to get a piece of paper and a pencil and write down this information for the card or something like that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that way you can do that. All right, buddy? And that way you can buy, you know, the game or whatever. All right?
Yep.
I'll probably do that for you and stuff. So, look, buddy, it's time. I guess we gotta get ready and go. I love you. You know that. Always love you, right?
Yeah.
Always love you. I miss you a lot, buddy. I really miss you.
Too.
I can't wait to see you again, buddy. And for us to hang out and do stuff again, I can't wait. But
it's
lonely sometime without you, but I'm going to be all right, and I want you to be okay. All right?
Okay.
So keep being a good kid that you are, listen at the house and all that kind of stuff. All right, buddy?
Yes.
And you okay?
Yeah.
All right, what you going to do now? When we hang out, then what you going to do? Go talk to your friends and stuff, or what?
Yeah, maybe like play a game or something.
Okay, well, why don't you practice what I told you? Remember, tap the brake and let up the gas something. Why don't you try that real quick first before you do anything else, okay, bro?
Yeah.
All right, kiddo, I love you, and we'll talk again soon. Hopefully we'll be seeing each other real soon, okay, buddy?
Okay.
Goodbye, Alex. Love you, buddy.
Love you, too.
Bye.
Bye.